The Globe and Mail newspaper is reporting that scientists are afraid the health of Inuit is at risk because of pollution from the Soviet Union and Europe. The paper says studies show chemicals which cause cancer are being found in fish and animals which form the basis of the Inuit diet. Officials at Environment Canada say the problem is so serious, Inuit might have to go on a diet of chicken and beef. The story says it may be too early to draw conclusions from the research, but the federal government is taking the matter very seriously. Scientists say the whole world is affected by pollution, but the problem is more serious for Native people because of their diet. Traditionally, they eat more fat, and the toxins are stored in animal fat. Scientists also say it's unlikely Canada or the United States is causing the pollution. They say it's more likely it comes from the Soviet Union. All the departments involved in the research are to meet in Ottawa in February to talk about the problem. Jack Aniwak is now the Member of Parliament for Nunatsiak. His swearing-in had been delayed while the official electoral documents were sent to Ottawa from Iqaluit. This afternoon, the Speaker of the Commons, John Fraser, made the announcement.
I have the honor to inform the House that the Clerk of the House has received from the Chief Electoral Officer a certificate of the election and return of Jack Irak Aniwak, Esquire, Member for the Electoral District of Nunatsiak.
As all members of Parliament stood and applauded, the leader of the Liberal Party, John Turner, together with fellow Liberal Ethel Blondin from Western Arctic, walked the length of the chamber with Aniwak to stand in front of the Speaker.
Speaker, I have the honor to present to you Mr. Jack Irak Aniwak of the Electoral District of Nunatsiak, who has taken the oath, signed the roll, and now claims the right to take his seat.
I invite the honorable member to take his seat.
Although Aniwak has missed the pomp and ceremony that surrounded the opening of Parliament, he's not disappointed. He says that being the last MP to take a seat makes him the center of attention for a day. Rick Grant, CBC News, Ottawa.
New figures are out on the population of the Northwest Territories. In October, there were 51,934 people in the territories. That's 352 more than a year ago. There were 990 more births and deaths during the one-year period. However, this natural increase was offset by the number of people who moved out of the territories.